from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're
going
to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Sad news at the start. Due to a period of prolonged inactivity, I have been logged out of my betting app.
Really?
Well, that happens, like, what, every half an hour?
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying something like more permanent had happened.
No, you're not allowed, as you know probably as well as anyone, you're not allowed to stay logged in.
Right, no.
On your betting app.
Yeah.
Why, it'd be too dangerous?
I don't know. I have no idea what that reasoning is. But, yeah, I know they do.
It's just, you're just that much more susceptible to the clutches of gambling if you have to stay logged in.
I don't know. Maybe
if you can stay logged in.
Maybe there's
what is the dumbest thing ever?
Isn't it possible that you are more susceptible to being hacked if you're just logged in to something like that? Like, really, Twitter, anything.
That is what the corporate world would
tell
have you
that's
say.
What they tell you. They're trying to scare you. They want you to be
no,
scared.
It's for safety. It's like the NFL. They're trying to tell you that it's for your own benefit.
Right. Abundance of caution.
But Twitter doesn't do that.
No, that's right.
They don't ever log you out.
No.
Right? Ever.
No. You have to do it yourself. Yeah.
You have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
To the extent that if I have to log back in, I'm not going to know how.
Right?
Whenever I get a new phone or something and I have to log back into X, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what my password was. It was 5 years ago, maybe, about more. And so I don't know how to do it. But BetMGM, 10 minutes. Wow, you've been inactive. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be betting like all the time so then I can stay logged in? All I want to do, I don't even want to bet. I just want to know the lines.
Right. You want it.
I just want to know the lines.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to bet, really. Right now I have no money in it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to bet. I just want to know the spreads. We have Joe Ostrowski today. I don't want to be unprepared. But I also know
that logged in to see all that?
No, but if you were logged in and then you open the app, it's the first thing you get. You get the blank screen and it says, due to a period of prolonged inactivity.
Right.
So, I click OK and then I try to log back in. Not that I need to. You're right. I don't need to see the stuff, but I just do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I don't touch it again before Joe comes on, I know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It will be logged out again.
What time's he coming on? 4? Oh, yeah. You'll be logged out 3 times between now and then.
3 times.
Probably, I'm guessing. Yeah, I don't know. I also do the same thing. I know, even when we're on the show, like when, if we're talking to Joe or Trista or anybody, or just, you know, ourselves, and I want to check something, I know I can go to the app and open it and look at whatever I want to find without logging in, but I always log in anyways.
Always log in. I don't know. You don't have to do
on
anything.
On my phone, it's so easy because it's just it's facial recognition. The iPad is a little older, so it's a little trickier.
For me, it's a fingerprint.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
So you just do it. Why wouldn't you?
Right. Right. Although lately, I don't need to go any deeper on this. That app, my FanDuel app, is doing this little thing where it prompts me to log back in, but then the next thing that happens before I get the login screen is you're currently logged out. I'm like, yeah, I know that. You just told me to log in.
You did it.
And so you're currently logged out. Okay, got it. And then it starts all over again. And then it's fine. Like, it takes 3 seconds to alleviate that, but it's a little inconvenient.
Well, here's the update. I have logged in.
Congratulations.
Down to 6.
Bills, Cardinals?
Yeah. 6-48. 27-21. How would that feel?
Fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
Just win?
Yeah.
10-9.
Not as good.
What if the Bills beat the Cardinals 10-9?
Not as good.
What does the postgame show sound like?
Hey, working out the kinks.
You want a high-scoring game, right?
A lot of kink talk.
Talk. You want a high-scoring game. If it's going to be close.
Just for entertainment value's sake?
Entertainment, but no.
Also, our offense would make you still functional.
Feel better. Or am I wrong there? Or is what's better for week one? 10-9? Imagine 10-9. Perfect day.
Yeah.
And the Bills beat the Cardinals 10-9. Nobody's happy. The Cardinals are not happy. Marvin Harrison, Kyler Murray. Here we go.
They flew all the way here and everything. Yeah,
that's it.
That'd be tough.
And 10-9 is ridiculous for 48. What isn't? 20-17, something like that. It's sort of a normal score, normal football game score.
Yeah.
Does that probably feel good?
I don't know. Depends. Did I bet on the Bills -6?
All right, leave that out. Leave out the bet on the Bills. The premise here is you like the Bills,
right?
And you feel like Jim Nance is ready to fight people again, that they're still in the Super Bowl window.
Okay.
So what does 20-17, somebody says it's the NFL, you should never complain about a win.
I don't think I would be inclined to complain about 20-17. In fact, I think I might want to punch back at people, even you, who would be complaining about 20-17, honestly.
I don't think I would be. I don't know that I would be.
Yeah.
I might be.
I didn't mean to say that if you were inclined to be, I think I might want to punch, figuratively speaking,
yes.
Want to punch really anyone anymore, ever, again.
You'd want to be...
Yeah, come on.
You want to defend them.
It's week one, it's fine. They do have a lot of new moving parts, and so to me, 10-9 would just be feeble and sort of because I don't know, is Arizona, I know they've got, Murray can be an explosive playmaker, and they've got maybe a guy that is extremely highly thought of as a new receiver and other good skill guys. Is their defense supposed to be stalwart or something? I don't think I would feel real great about I don't feel great about 20, but at least 20 would be, I probably scored a touchdown, maybe two.
Well, you better get in shape, because 2 weeks from tonight is the opener. 2 weeks from tomorrow, which also is, by the way, Packers-Eagles in Brazil. But that's picks. It's time. Well, I have to be me here. It's not time. It will be time in 2 weeks. It's close.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's accurate. It's close. The 6-point spread is the second highest number on the board for week one.
Who has a bigger one? I've not looked at the schedule.
You're telling me you have not prepared yet for picks. In week one. I believe you.
I have a whole week off next week.
This is what you'll be doing all week.
Oh yeah. I'll be sitting on a beach with a drink and a coconut and
Woodlawn.
In Woodlawn. Yeah,
yes.
In like Lackawanna
Beach. It'll be Woodlawn Beach.
I'm gonna bring my own coconuts if I have to.
Yes, you will.
And just studying these spreads and getting ready for picks.
Yes. 9 is the one spread greater than the Bills being 6-point favorites against Arizona, and that is Cincinnati at home against New England.
All right.
Would you do that?
I might do that. Yeah, I don't know. I'll see. I've not looked at the board yet, so I'm not sure what my favorite four NFL games will be, plus a college game. Who's Hawaii play in week two? I'll get it together though. I don't know about it depends. It always depends on what the rest of the games look like. Would I do that? I am pretty bullish on Cincinnati. I think they'll be pretty good.
Does it matter to you who starts for New England? I have said all summer, watch out, like Bills fans, watch out if they do start with May. Because he really would have had to win the job for them to do that, because every sign pointed to Brissett. And maybe it still does look like that Brissett will start the season.
Yeah.
But if May just beats him out, and any plan that Brissett is just sort of the safer, the slow play option, and just gets blown up because they think, Brissett, so far in the preseason, you watched their last game, so far in the preseason, he's been rough.
He's been, I'd say, terrible.
But you know who he is. Like, you wouldn't assume necessarily he'd be terrible in the regular season. You sort of have a baseline idea. Mm-hmm. But the other part of that would be May. Well, I don't think he's been amazing, but good enough.
Yeah, he only had one series in their first game. I've watched both of their games. You're right. He largely because I wanted to see him play. And the first game was a letdown. I mean, Brissett played a series, May played a series, and it was Bailey Zappi time, and the crowd's booing because they want to see May, and they also hate Zappi.
Then they got Milton,
and Milton looked really good in week one. Anyway, May, yeah, it wasn't to me like the Bo Nix is just undeniable. He's going to get the job. He looks great. He's had these preseason outings. May was. He did some nice things, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I got to get this guy on the field. I wouldn't say it just looked, it looked good. So I don't know if he supposed to play this week for them too.
I don't know.
Maybe he can still wiggle in there. I mean, they are leaving the door open, but it really, the whole time it has sounded to me like they're leaving the door open, but Gerard Mayo is it's open, but his foot is on it behind. He's just like ready to push. As soon as May tries to push on it, he's going to slam it on him. That's how it has felt to me anyway.
Actually, I should remember yesterday's show and say I do think that I do know.
Okay.
It'll be May because they play Sunday night on NBC.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And NBC's press release said May versus Daniels.
May versus Daniels.
And I don't think they would do that. If there were any chance, if they thought it was possible that Drake May would not play in the game or that Daniels would not play in the game. New England is favored by 4.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sunday night in Washington, which is more of an indication that he does play, and that maybe they think he plays more than Daniels, for New England to be a 4-point favorite. Like this Bills game, Carolina is favored by 4.5.
Playing their starters.
And the Bills not.
Right.
Like that's just what that is. Road, everything, just doesn't matter. Carolina, Pittsburgh was favored by 4.5 last week. They played their starters, and Allen sat, and they lost 9-3. So, you know, it doesn't have to be right. We know this stuff. We know that much. Also, it's coming close, everybody, right? Fantasy drafts, picks, survivor pools.
Yeah.
So,
Speaking of Joe Ostrowski,
speaking of who are the biggest favorites, Cincinnati at -9 will easily be the chalk pick in week one in Survivor, and you probably want to avoid the chalk picks.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they were to lose, 80% or some number like that of the field goes away, and suddenly you're in good,
right,
with a lot of money at stake in the pool, and it's only week two. So I would want to not pick. If it came to be week one, and this is what it was, the Bengals are the biggest favorite at -9. The Bills are the second biggest favorite at -6. And then there are some fours and fives. I would want to play in there. It wouldn't feel comfortable, but I would want to play in there and then hope for that money's purposes that the Bengals lose the game. So get ready. I mean, guys, 2 weeks.
I had never been in a survivor pool prior to last year, and I was in Joe Ostrowski's survivor pool. And I remember as it started, like, I don't even remember how many weeks I rode, but I felt good. I'm like, I love this. I've never done this before. I'm into week five, maybe. And like, I don't remember who I picked that blew it, but I was like, oh, that ended quickly. I did not make it much further than week four or five, I don't think.
Survivor pools are fun, but you have to be, just like, you know, fantasy tournaments are like this, you have to be willing to gamble, or else how am I going to beat 500 people? Especially when they're like the last one I did was local, and people would have, like, their dogs would be in it. You know, hey, $10, survivor pool. And then you open up the spreadsheet, and it's them, their wife, their kids, their dog, their mom, their dad. And, you know, just, I don't want to play against that because you're just going to probably pick all these different teams as it gets later and give yourself, who knows if the dog is even making their own picks?
Yeah,
Probably not.
I'm skeptical about the dog making the picks.
I don't want to be in those pools.
You can't fool me. I've been at this a long time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't think the dog is actually making the picks.
You can't play against that.
Nor your cat. I mean, we're not buying it, people.
You invite me to a survivor pool, that's my first question. Is it single entry?
Right.
If it's single entry, great.
Right.
I mean, people will still team up. And you can't just control all of that. I like to control everything. You can't control all of that. But I'm not playing against, you know, extended family here.
Yeah.
You know, come on. Because you're just going to pick every team and make sure, you know, you have live bullets.
Right.
I can't play against that. I'm getting ready. Joe is coming on today. I'm getting ready for it. I'm just sort of excited. The juices are flowing to talk some spreads and some futures.
All right. There's games tonight.
There are two games tonight.
One of them's on Prime. Is that Al and Herb Street? Like, is this their pre? Like, you mentioned yesterday how the number one crew from NBC is going to do this Sunday night game that they're promoting with Daniels and May. I'm still very curious. I think you're probably right, but I'm just really curious to see if these guys actually play. Like, I'm not sure I want to take the press release as gospel, but the point is the number one crew's doing the game, so I would assume Prime, that do they have a second crew? I would expect it's going to be Allen and Herbie there probably, but I don't know for sure.
I don't know. I think it's the preseason. Teams have their local broadcasts too, like the Bengals will have their own broadcast.
But is Prime going to simulcast one of those?
They probably shouldn't.
I that would be odd. Yeah, these Patriots games I've been watching the last 2 weeks on NFL Network have been the Patriots telecast.
I am seeing on Bengals.com that Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, Kaylee Hartung tonight. Oh, I've got the deep end then. I'm so in. I want that. I'm ready. I'm so ready for Al. Top 10 things you're ready for. 1, survivor pools. 2, Joe Ostrowski. 3, Al. 4, tailgates, you know, sausages on the grill in the parking lot.
Oh, sure.
We had a taste of that today.
Yeah, I've got a plate of leftovers. I missed the picnic.
The company picnic.
Yeah.
It was fun. Cornhole.
I hate to miss cornhole.
Do you?
Yeah. Love cornhole. Miss cornhole. It was a beach house. Listen to me. You know, when we were in the Mediterranean, it was a cottage.
You were, though.
It was a cottage. Sure. Yeah.
At least.
It was a cottage staple, cornhole. I didn't play any cornhole in Spain on the Mediterranean.
Do they have it?
I didn't see it. Hmm. I saw no evidence of
it. It feels like it's probably an American thing.
Yeah.
Cornhole. Little wooden boxes, you throw a beanbag into it.
Yeah.
You know, in Spain, they have bull riding.
Yeah, that's
I don't think
true.
It's, yeah. It feels like this is an American. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like something. They have bocce in Italy.
Sure.
A little bit more skill involved in that. A little bit more strategy. There's no strategy in cornhole.
No?
No. We played. So we didn't play the rule that you had to land on the exact number, which I've played that, where you have to get to exactly 21,
okay.
Not just past 21,
okay,
or past 20. So we didn't play that. There would be that's more like darts, where
sure.
There would be strategy in that.
Right.
Is there strategy in bull riding? I'm not sure I know if there is. There probably is, but I don't know.
I think there can be strategy in the. In cornhole, I played some cornhole a couple of weeks ago. I went to a cookout at my an old high school friend of mine's house, and they had cornhole set up, and it was raining. This is how much I miss cornhole. It was raining, but I played cornhole in the rain because I wanted to play so badly. And if one of the beanbags is sort of on the edge of the hole, like it's like half in and half out,
mm-hmm.
like that's not a three. You got to go through.
That's right.
And if you got to be careful. There, it depends on how many, like if it's your last throw,
you might not want to go after it.
I don't want to go after the hole because I'm going to throw yours in. I even want to be careful about hitting the board.
Well,
depends on the score, but that's strategy.
The better player you are, the more strategy might exist. That might exist.
Sure.
But you can't, I mean, I'm not good enough to like, sir, I'm just going to hit the front of the board. I tried that a couple of times today. My partner and I, Sam Rich, lost in the finals. And so there were a couple of those exact situations. I missed short because you don't want to have happen what you said,
mm-hmm.
where you knock the other guy's beanbag into the hole for 3 points.
Right. I mean, they're already sitting on two, but still, I don't want to give them three.
But I'm not good enough to be able to sort of like, all right, well, I'll just land this one on the front.
Yeah. Well, I'm not either, but I'm still going to try.
Yeah,
I'm,
that's what
I'm
going
to strive for it. And it's like golf. I mean, I'm not good enough to put it 10 feet from the cup, but I'm aiming 10 feet from the cup, or maybe at the cup. I'm going to try to hit it there, but it's probably going to go on the skajakwita.
I'm not buying that.
Not buying what?
That you're going to hit the skajakwita.
Well,
you're better than that.
I've come pretty close a couple times. But
how are we to cornhole already?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
The picnic.
You brought up the picnic. You had sausages on the grill, the picnic, and then
we had a really cool thing at the company picnic today, and it was, I believe it was our colleague Amanda's idea. So I'm on the fun team. It's the fun team that puts all this stuff on, the Halloween party, the gift exchange, all of this. It's the responsibility of the fun team, and I'm a proud member.
I like the fact that the show is represented on the fun team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody else from the station is even on the fun team, but I'm happy to be on it. But it was that week when I was, like, I couldn't text or anything when I was in Canada, and there was just no service.
Right.
And I missed the email where she asked everybody one thing about yourself that no one else would know or guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then we had a little matchup where it was all list of employees, you saw it, and then all these other fun facts about them, but you don't know who's what.
So you got to play a little match game with them. Yeah,
yeah, and I would have liked to play in that. I did play in the competition of guessing, but, you know, I didn't win.
Right.
But that would have been – that's kind of a fun thing that other people might like to use at their parties is – everybody submit one little factoid about themselves.
That was a cool idea. Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah. I was here when that email came. I didn't do anything with it. But
no,
you didn't. No,
I did not see your name on there. What would you have put? What's something about you that nobody would have known?
That our coworkers wouldn't know? Huh. I don't know because, you know, do they listen? I mean, you're not going to probably slip I collect guitars past people or that I really liked golf. You know what maybe would have been good? I used to own a motorcycle.
Okay.
Because that's a long time ago now, and that maybe I would have gone with that.
Okay. I mean, I would have known.
You would have known, but I don't know how many other people here would have known.
Our next guest did participate in that, and his was that he plays the drums.
And the spoons.
And the spoons. And I knew that Sal played the drums. So I remember I was in a conversation where everybody's like, oh, like, no, that's something you yep. could have known. He's not been shy about
that's right.
about his, telling you that.
His Twitter bio, I believe, says drummer.
Yes. Yep. That's something you could have known.
It is in there, yes.
Sal Capaccio coming up. The Bills practice today. Are things trending up on the injury front? We'll talk about that. Also, Saturday's game, Carolina playing starters against the Bills. Seems sort of like a little bit obnoxious. Joe Ostrowski at 4, BetQL, as we get closer to the NFL season. Jahan Dotson, a first-round pick wide receiver 2 years ago, or three, was traded to...
He's played two seasons.
So 3 years ago, was traded to Philadelphia, and, you know, with all the discussion about the Bills and wide receiver, we'll spend some time on that one, too, and see whether or not Philadelphia made a move worth doing. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back with Sal after this break on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.